What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, November 13th. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about secret North Korean missile bases.
Yeah, North Korea is back at it still.
Never stopped. Pat's going to do one about Hillary maybe running again for president in 2020.
Just when your midterms headache went away, I got another one for you.
Nice. I'm going to do one about Nazi school kids, allegedly, but they look pretty guilty. And Mark will take us through some other headlines. Take it away, Wes.
Well, well, well. Guess who's lying about having secret ballistic missile bases and developing nukes to the world again? You guessed it. The fearless little leader, North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. And he's not hiding just one. He's hiding around a baker's dozen so far. You like that little bears thing?
Yeah, crullers.
The bears.
Yeah, the bears.
Who would win in a hurricane? Ditka or Jordan?
Ditka.
Or Kim Jong-un in a nuke.
So far there's like 13, but they say there could be as many as 20 to be discovered when it's all said and done, according to a report first published by the New York Times. Now, you might remember the summit that took place in Singapore this past June between Un and President Trump, after which President Trump assured the world that North Korea was no longer a nuclear threat and would begin dismantling, blah, blah, blah. Well, that seems to not be the case at all, and North Korea is in fact likely still advancing their nuclear development and ballistic missile capabilities in underground bunkers in various mountains throughout the countryside.
Cute little bunkers.
Trump just takes these guys for their word.
Oh, absolutely.
Putin's right. He's honest.
They're all men of honor.
Yeah, right.
They're good guys.
Right next to the slave camps he has going on. Something our intelligence agencies have known about, but something that President Trump has yet to acknowledge in tweets and whatnot. And in fact, just a few days ago, Trump is quoted as saying he is, quote, very happy with how it is going in North Korea.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's happy with this whole nuclear thing. And last Wednesday, following the midterms, President Trump also said, we are in no rush, in reference to North Korea. The sanctions are on. The missiles have stopped. The rockets have stopped. The hostages are home.
The people are still hungry.
Yeah.
Rodman's happy.
Right, dude. Rodman is so happy. He doesn't know shit about North Korea. He knows they pay him.
Yeah, sorry about that Trump impersonation. Terrible. Now, to be fair, North Korea has not tested any missiles since the summit. So one up on Trump there, actually in about a year. But the development of nuclear weapons and the means to launch those weapons has not stopped.
Oh, of course.
At all.
Telling Kim Jong-un not to build nuclear missiles is like telling a bird not to chirp. He loves like three things in life: dinners, celebrities, and nuclear warheads. It's like,
scientists and like great minds, astrophysicists, engineers disappear in North Korea quicker than angry like journalists in Russia. But they don't die. They just go down to a bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another shitty fact is that a program to install satellites over North Korea, ones that would detect if old Kim was about to launch the world into a nuclear shit show, has also stalled. A warning system that was started by Obama and then handed over to President Trump. North Korea claims that fulfilling their end of the bargain, mainly giving up the locations of their weapons and bases and nuclear sites, would in a sense be giving the U.S. a list of targets. So clearly the trust that President Trump expressed towards Un when Trump said that he and Un, quote, fell in love during their summit was not mutual.
Wait, hold on. But he said that he would denuclearize, right? So targets for what? For us to attack?
Like,
yes. If he doesn't have nuclear weapons, then we would be attacking them. Why? Like, to make their country worse? It's already ruined.
Listen, guys, love takes trust, okay? Love takes trust. And if they fell in love, you got to trust the guy that he's getting rid of those nukes.
You're right, Will. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, the one fact remains in all this. Un is fucking crazy. He's one of the most ruthless dictators of all time. He's murdered and enslaved his own people, carried on his family's regime of tyranny, brainwashing. So he can do that to his own people. Imagine what he can do to other nations. He's fucking insane. Some people are saying that perhaps Trump does not want to admit this fact because the summit was touted as one of his biggest achievements as president so far. and it appears to not be an achievement at all so far. So
Un handed Trump a photo of himself, like drawn by the best artist in North Korea, and then shook his hand with equally small hands, and it was just, that was it.
Yeah, but the hands fit together. Right, they fit together perfectly.
Yeah, the biggest accomplishment was the photo of them shaking hands, it seems. Going to the internet, Kyle Jensen says, but Trump was really, truly, madly in love with Kim. He told us, OMG, Trump has been dumped.
Trump's going to be furious about this. Yeah. Trump is going to be furious about this. Let's be clear.
What's he going to do, though? Sandy LeBreton said, seriously? And just where did you get that classified information from? Oh, the deep state to spread propaganda, of course.
Talk about Q. Yeah. Different Q than our regular Q.
We'll see what happens.
All right, well, look, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, y'all. Will Hillary Clinton attempt to make a run for president in 2020? All signs point to maybe. What? Why am I even bringing this up, you ask? Well, that's because an op-ed piece titled Hillary Clinton Will Run Again popped up in the Wall Street Journal on Sunday. The piece was penned by Mark Penn and Andrew Stein. Penn was a former pollster and senior advisor for Billary from 95 to 08, and Andrew Stein is the president of the New York City Council.
AKA still owes Hillary a lot of favors.
Was it a comic? Was it like a...
Was it a comic? It was an op-ed piece. Okay. He was serious, I think. The article comes hard and fast with why Hillary will be seeking the presidency again, describing Clinton as a robot throughout the entire article, exploring like version one Hillary through today's Hillary 4.0. And that's the Hillary that's going to run for president.
Hillary wants the presidency more than Gollum wants that ring.
No, she wants that ring. Yeah.
I can see. I can imagine Hillary late at night, like on her own Wikipedia page, like writing in first female president of the United States, then erasing it, then writing it again.
She's got to be careful. She'll get busted for sock puppet.
She's always checking the odds. She's got burner accounts. She's like, what if Hillary ran again?
Yeah, can't have a burner account on Wikipedia. That's why I'm banned. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Clinton.
I mean, that's exactly what this is. She forced this guy that owes her favors to like put a feeler out.
Yeah, testing the waters, exactly.
100%, and we'll get to that because there's another fact that points to her potential wanting to run. So she hasn't come out and said so much that she wants to run, but you know, she's just been like stewing since her loss. And this is what's interesting. She recently launched an organization called Onward Together, which highlights, quote, progressive values, mobilizing voters or running candidates for office. And the fishy thing is the logo looks eerily similar to Hillary's 2016 presidential campaign logo.
Yeah, she's also been making racist jokes on in like forums in college auditoriums.
She's got a lot of time on her hands. Essentially, the argument that the article makes is that Ms. Clinton has, quote, a 75% approval rating amongst Democrats, which is not true.
From what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, that's what they say. And she has an unfinished mission to be the first female president.
That's true. Well, I mean, who knows if it's unfinished? It may be finished, but for her, it's unfinished.
That's bullshit. Anyway, Hillary's only comment about a potential run was to Recode, and it was definitely not an I'm not running. She said, well, I'd like to be president. I think, hopefully, when we have a Democrat in the Oval Office in January 2021, there's going to be so much work to be done. So the work that would need to be done is work that I feel very well prepared for, having been at the Senate for 8 years, having been a diplomat in the State Department.
So I should
we remember.
Do the work.
Hillary's got one of those. Yeah, exactly. Hillary's got one of those shitty apps where you like color in the pixels and stuff. It's just her in the White House. She's like doing just different designs.
This is how I do it.
She doodles all day. Just doodling. It's a combo of writing the Wikipedia thing and then doodling herself in the White House.
She's had 2 years to think about why she would be a good president again or what to say, and she went right back to the same shit she said in 2016, which is like, I was in the Senate for 8 years. It's like, yeah, I remember. Right. You lost.
Just basically, you owe it to me, America. I should be the president.
How many times has she woken up so angry?
Oh, God.
That she's not the president. She's like dreaming she's the president. She's like, no. Yeah,
she looks over at Bill. He's jerking off.
Yeah, no, Bill's not there. To cut through
Bill's
the bullshit.
Not there.
That's true.
Look, Hillary lost to a non-politician who endured scandals during his campaign that would have made any other candidate essentially unelectable. She was favored in every poll. Mark has been on a payment plan to PFT Commenter since Hillary's loss in 2016 at 10-1 odds.
Still mad at her.
Yeah, and that was after PFT offered him a searching for Bobby Fischer style leniency, an offer that Mark spit at.
Yeah, I took his fucking queen and he offered me a draw and I was like, fuck you.
Anyway. No one thought she could lose, and she did. She's just not likable. Somehow Donald Trump is more likable than her. Like, I don't know what the fuck she's thinking. Right now, most bookmakers have her as, like, the 11th most likely person to be the Democratic nominee for president in 2020, and that's after astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, media mogul Oprah Winfrey, and Bernie Sanders, the guy most likely to be the second elected ghost after Dennis Hoff. She's like 30 to 1 to win the presidency. Like, you had your chance, Hillary. Step away. Thank you for your service. Think about it this way. This will give you and Bill some time to finally work on your marriage.
She's right ahead of D's nuts and hard factor.
Oh, my God, dude. Seriously, do not fucking run, Hillary. Get lost.
Let's take it to the internet.
All right. Taking it to the internet. Lori Escamilla Bagwell says, with all the fraudulent voting going on, I see a civil war coming.
Whoa.
And Antonella Carano says, me too.
Whoa.
Yeah, if the civil war happens, guess who has all the guns?
Yeah. Yeah. Paul Chavin says, she's like a bad case of the clap. Just keeps on coming back. And Stephanie Reverett Stensgaard says, I commented the same, but herpes. So we know what they've got.
Yeah, Stephanie was like, I thought the same thing. But
great minds.
I have a different experience with my STI.
So the first girl got the clap multiple times. Yeah. And the next person had herpes.
By the way, there's no such thing as a bad case of the clap. We've said it before. It's an honorable STD.
Well,
it's wiped out with one pill.
It's actually a guy and a girl that are just going to like end up getting married after that convo on the internet.
Just slid into the DMs. Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about Nazis, Will.
Sup? All right. Nazi school kids. On Monday, a photo emerged of a group of about 50 high school boys from the, I don't care if I'm pronouncing this right, Baraboo School District in Wisconsin throwing up the Zig Hail, you know, the Nazi salute, before prom last spring.
Yikes. Mm.
Yeah, so not a good look. 50 kids, all white except for one, doing the Zig Hail. Not a good look.
Just getting hyped for prom where there's probably going to be a couple Jews. You better get prepped.
Yeah, I guess so. The picture came out on Twitter from an account called Welcome to Baraboo. And had the tagline, we even got the black kid to throw it up, which in the picture, it doesn't look like the one black kid in the shot was actually throwing.
Welcome to Baraboo if you're white. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. The post has since been deleted and the account went private as well. So at least they are aware they've made a mistake. One of the kids in the front row of the picture is also making the okay sign with his hands, which a lot of people are saying is a white power thing. I guess it definitely is a white power thing. So these 11th grade kids appear to just be pretty much very racist as a group.
But he's doing the thing that you do in pictures that if someone looks at it, then you get to punch him in the arm, right? But that's kind of also
but it's
a white
like
power
above
symbol.
Your, it's not like below your waistline, like, oh, I got you to look at it. It's just like anywhere, I guess.
Right? It's like
I got you to look at it, and now I want you to be a white nationalist like me.
It's like, instead of a punch in the arm.
It's the sign I give when I'm like, my mouth is full, and someone's like, is that good? And I'm like, mm-hmm, great.
Okay, now I get it.
Wait a minute. That sucks. Yeah, we do that sign way too much.
Yeah, thanks, Wes.
Yeah, so I guess we can't make the okay sign anymore. I'll have to note that. A lot of people I text probably think I'm super racist. The superintendent.
It's the white nationalist emoji.
The superintendent of Baraboo School District, Lori Mueller, said the photos of students posted to hashtag Baraboo Proud is not reflective of the educational values and beliefs of the school district of Baraboo. The district will pursue any and all available and appropriate actions, including legal, to address the issue.
Yeah, but it is reflective of the parents of the kids of Baraboo.
Almost certainly.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. The ones that have lived outside of Wisconsin, like, if you were to guess what's the least densely Jewish populated state in the country, Wisconsin's going to be in your top three. What the fuck are these kids doing? They probably never met a Jewish kid.
It's more than just Jewish. It's
right. It's the hatred power of anybody that's not
white. It's white power.
That's why they wrote we got the one black kid to do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's 2018 Nazism. You gotta
open
your mind, Pat.
I need to be more progressive about my Nazism.
Yeah. Pat, you got to identify with Nazis a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Damn it.
In other Nazi news, a couple in Britain got arrested for being part of a neo-Nazi group called National Action. There are some cute pictures of this couple online where they dress their baby like a Klansman and draped him in swastika flags.
Well, that goes right back to Wes's point. I mean, that kid, the baby in the Klansman thing, has no chance. He's he's 15 years away from Zig Heiling in Baraboo High. You know?
Yeah, pre-prom.
Rough start to life right there. You're dressed as a Klansman against with no knowledge of what it was, and then your parents are in jail. So
yeah, I got mad that my sister dressed me like a girl, and that it's still like a thing at Thanksgiving.
That's why you're a lib cuck.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a lib cuck. Damn
my,
it.
My cousins dressed me up as the pig, like one of the pigs in the Three Little Pigs when we were kids.
Hillary, 2020.
Yeah, all right, take it to the internet. Talking about the school kids again. Kathy Kuklinski says, interested to know the name of the pro photographer who thought taking this photo was a good idea.
That's a great fucking point, Kathy. When we were in high school, three of us here on the podcast had a couple friends that got expelled for magic shrooms. And then one kid who after graduate or like right around graduation got expelled for like smoking a joint like during graduation. So we took like a late like picture our senior year right around graduation. And we had T-shirts that were just spray painted expel this. So one person had a white shirt with an E and then an X. And
I was the exclamation point.
Right. So there's an exclamation point. And they caught it right before the picture and made us turn our shirts around. So we just had expel this because our friends got expelled just kind of slightly rebelling.
Didn't let that fly.
And Baraboo got away with this.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like, what do you think the photographer was like? Hold on, not everybody has their hands up.
The photographer was just clicking immediately. They're like, don't take a picture. It's like,
hey, the black kid, can you put your hand up?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what's happened in Baraboo.
All right, some stories we didn't get to. At the time of this recording, there are still some races yet to be decided from this year's 2018 midterms. That's news to us because we were too busy power houring.
Yeah.
But Republican Brian Kemp is telling Stacey Abrams to give it up and concede in Georgia, which she has yet to do in the closely contested governor's race that she has no chance of winning. Democratic Representative Kyrsten Sinema is the apparent winner in the Arizona Senate race, narrowly defeating Republican Representative Martha McSally, according to numerous news sources. This will make her the first openly bisexual person elected to Congress, and she will probably be great at bringing both sides together. And all other races in Florida, yeah, I was pausing for a joke or laugh there. Thank you.
She's really good at reaching across the aisle.
And all other races in Florida are still up for grabs. We're at the Applebee's in the state. They are offering an appetizer, two entrees, a dessert, and an additional vote for $20. They are calling it the "What the fuck did you expect?"
You know what? If everybody eats at Applebee's this week, we're just going to burn up the ballots. Let's just vote again.
Lots of people giving the A-OK sign to waiters at Applebee's in Florida.
Exactly. There was a collective sigh from a lot of basements today as comic book legend Stan Lee died at age 95. Stan Lee is widely known as the creator of or patriarch of Marvel Comics. Lee started his career with Timely Comics way back in 1939. After DC Comics went nuts in the 1950s, a bunch of rich people hired Lee, Jack Kirby, and crew to invent Marvel, which introduced the world to the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, the X-Men, Daredevil. I could keep going. Countless
you thought,
of people.
Yeah, Daredevil is a good option to throw in there?
Well, he's on Netflix. I don't know. Daredevil sucks. What do you hate? Blind people? Lee kept countless dweebs entertained with his stories and kept their sad minds in his world away from their sad world of rejection. And then decades later saw his universe turn into the biggest movie franchise of all time. So rest in peace, you fucking legend. And a report coming out of Ireland will surely keep Will up at night. At 7:15 a.m. local time off the southwest coast of Ireland a couple days ago, a British Airlines pilot is claiming she saw a UFO. She thought it was an unannounced or secret military exercise because the unidentified flying object was with flashing lights was going so fast. It was veering so many different directions. And a Virgin Airline pilot backed her up saying there was a lot of objects or multiple objects moving so fast that he called the speed.
Yeah. So for the listeners at home, minus Mark's intonation on this read, that's two commercial pilots that saw lights traveling faster than they knew what it could be.
Right, and wait till you get to hear the rest of this story. He called the speed astronomical. He claimed it was like Mach 2, which is twice the speed of sound and probably also invisible to the human eye. So officials in Ireland said this report will be taken very seriously, and they hope the UFOs are not headed to Scotland to fuck with Nessie or the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, an actual extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
They said as they laughed and got their building destroyed by an alien force, it's coming.
That's right. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes. Like us on Instagram and Twitter. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.
See you later.